This is the Thursday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. It's also the spring fundraising week for KUAF, an annual event that we take a few minutes in between stories and news programs to remind you that the reason we can bring you the programs like Ozarks at Large and Performance Today, Fresh Air, All Things Considered, and Shades of Jazz, the reason we can bring you all those programs and so many more, because listeners pay for the vast majority of our programs. The biggest part of our budget, about two-thirds, a little bit more than two-thirds, comes from you and listeners just like you. It's the way many public radio stations work. We think it's fantastic because that means the people who benefit from KUAF the most, who listen the most, who use it the most, are the people who keep it here. It's a very simple process. You can make a pledge right now online at supportkuaf.com. After 7 o'clock, the phone volunteers are gone, but we'll continue to be able to take your pledges online. Supportkuaf.com. You determine the amount and you determine the method. And we have so many methods that you can use to become a member, including debit or credit card. If you go online, it will ask you all that information. You can make a payment at one installment. You can break it up. You could become a sustaining member, which means that you would have a commitment to so much a month. It would be taken from your debit card or through a bank draft, or if you're a University of Arkansas employee, through a payroll deduction. And then maybe it's $5, $10, $20 a month. A small amount per month that's automatically drafted adds up to a significant and reliable source of income for KUAF. We have over 500 of our listeners who have become members and are doing that now. So if you'd like to become a sustaining member, you can do that right now at supportkuaf.com. And thank you.
Most Saturday mornings, rural Huntsville resident Arandu Sunku can be seen at the Madison County Recycling Center sorting plastics, cardboard, and cans, faithfully doing his civic environmental duty. But what makes this recycler special is that Arandu is a dog. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Today is the last day of Madison County's bulky waste roundup, and the county recycling center is jammed with trucks and trailers. Weekend recyclers are also here dropping off detergent jugs, milk bottles, and aluminum cans at the sorting station, including Susanna Donnelly and her companion, Arandu Sunku, a big and very busy black lab.
Are you socializing? That's tin. Let's take it to tin. Don't eat it. Come on. Pick it up, please. I dropped my keys. Good boy. Good boy. That's my boy.
One by one, she pulls containers and chipboard from her satchel and hands them to him, which he dutifully carries, sometimes a bit circuitously, to the correct bin.
Arandu, cereal.
Oh, where are the cereals?
Yeah. Arandu's been recycling for more than 3 years now. And Susanna Donnelly, a beautiful white-haired woman, is originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and came to the United States in 1968 when she was 15 years old with her father, Rodolfo Martinez. At the time, he served as an Organization of American States Secretary of the Department of Education, Science, and Culture. He eventually returned home, but Donnelly married and settled in the Washington, D.C. area, raising two daughters, one who serves as a U.S. diplomat in Cyprus, another who works for the International Monetary Fund. Susanna, she moved to Orlando, Florida, where she ended up adopting a pup, one of 12 strays, a mix of black lab and Dalmatian.
So Arandu picked me. He came, and when he was ready to be weaned from the mother, I went to see all the puppies, and we were putting them out, and he just parked himself between my legs, and that was the end of that.
She named the pup, laying at her feet, Arandu Sunku, which is Incan for intelligent heart in the Quechua language. He's a lumbering, shiny, black-coated, handsome guy with a white-tipped tail and white spots across his chest. And as he grew older, he exhibited an uncanny talent for fetching.
I hang his collar on the knob of the house and the door to go to the outside. And I just said one day, go get your collar. And the dog went and got his collar. And I'm wide-eyed in awe.
Soon, Arandu was grooming the neighborhood during their daily walks in Florida, but then he started spontaneously recycling at the house.
After Christmas, where I had a lot of cardboard boxes, and I just told him to pick up a box and bring it over and go and get another one from the car and bring it over. And I'm not guiding him. I just tell him to go get it, and I'm out of sight. And he started doing it.
Susanna purchased her dream Ozarks Farmette, she calls it, 6 years ago south of Huntsville, where she keeps several horses. She's since adopted a border collie, but Arandu is the main farmhand, or farm paw. He brings in firewood, helps to clear pasture, fetches the horse's dishes, and can even lead the mare on walks. He also gathers laundry at the house for washing. Labrador, Susanna says, means worker in Spanish, after all. She trains both her pups using repetition and cheese.
The dogs are bilingual or trilingual. They understand hand commands, English and Spanish.
Standing at the recycling bay, volunteer Mark McGee says Arandu is brilliant.
The boards here are colored for cardboard and newspaper. Blue is for newspaper, and I think he resembles the color and knows exactly where to go. And I think he can pick up on a just a plastic, and he's done it. It's just like a little maneuver for him, you know, and it's just, it's amazing to watch him in action.
When they're done, Arandu walks to the office to pay the cashier the weekly trash fee.
I give it to him, and he'll put his paws onto the counter and pay.
With a slobbery paper bill, but Amy Smith, the cashier, loves it.
He's just a fun little guy. It keeps it happy and wonderful around here.
Madison County Solid Waste and Recycling Center, in operation since 1989, is one of the most ambitious in the state, and it's kept 41 million pounds of waste out of regional landfills. Director Larry Kerrigan Winter.
What's unique about the facility is that we take everything, everything. It's a one-stop drop. We buy metals, we buy cans, we take Freon, we take appliances, we take all the household recycling, we take all the household hazardous waste, we take construction debris, we take tires.
So far, Arandu has yet to recycle a tire at the center, but he has cleaned up small waste tires on the farm. Center operator Alex Cruikshank says that Arandu is a model citizen.
You know, he's not only a friend and companion, but, you know, he tries to help us out in keeping our planet beautiful.
But the one thing Arandu apparently cannot do on command is bark.
Speak, Arandu. Speak. Arandu, speak. 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 Speak.
Quiet and handy. What more could you ask for in a dog? For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To see a video of Arandu recycling a giant piece of cardboard, visit ozarksatlarge.com.